We're your hosts, Zoe and
Elia.
And this is
A Bit of Reality.
In this podcast, we talk about navigating through the teenage years
and how to deal with stress and anxiety caused by school, friends, and everything in between.
Now let's wake up and deal with a bit of reality.
So Zoe, what are some things that stress you out? Like being a teenager, like recently, what has been stressing you out? Like what's been on your mind?
Honestly, not just as a teenager, but homework in general. I mean, when you like, get it in on time, it's great. But having it done, that's like the hard part. And it's stressful to be able to like, finish it on time and make sure like you don't have any mistakes in it so you get a good grade on it.
I feel like the hardest thing about homework is like also like just getting it done on time, because there are days when like I physically like don't have the mental strength, the like ability to do it, and like if I can't deal with it, my teachers don't care.
My teachers like care a lot if I don't get my homework in. It's important to like get it done. I mean, it's just stressful, like, the time and the amount of homework a night. Like, I'm not saying don't do your homework. Of course you should go and do your homework. But it's just stressful having to get it done. And that includes, like, studying for tests. Like, when you have all your homework and you have to study for a test that's, like, going on the next day.
Honestly, probably even more stressful than homework. Like, I would honestly say that. Like my stress level goes even higher up when I have a test to study for.
Memorize facts, and it's like really hard. Like I just like
if I don't have the mental strength to like do my homework, I don't think I have the mental strength to study for like a whole test. Like my math final was the scariest thing ever, because like I had been really stressed out about it, because I was like, oh my god, I have one math final and it's worth like a big percent of my grade, because I'm in the higher math class and I'd had pretty good grades all year. And I didn't want to mess that up. So that was super stressful. But I also, like, just did not have the patience to study. And we did do studies and reviews in class, like, the two classes before it. They don't help at all. Because, like,
you're sitting there, you're writing facts, going over stuff. But it's never really that easy to, like, just comprehend it and keep it in your brain. Hey, this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm learning. It's really hard to, like, just think of those things.
Like, reviews in class really don't help me at all. Like, I'm just going to forget it. It's like, if you have, like, if you read a book and then you have a test on it the next day, I'm not going to remember what, like, every single word of the chapter. And, like, the fact that our teachers expect us to know that and expect us to remember that by just doing a review or reading something, it just annoys me. Like, even study guides, like, sometimes don't help. It's like, the only thing that helps me is, like, flashcards. That's really it.
Better than it really needs to be. Like, they put all the words, they put everything there, and they should just make it simpler with just a couple facts that we need to know, like, the most important things on the test, instead of having, like, 25 million things that are just so unimportant to the topic we're looking at. It's honestly just impossible to, like, recognize what's important, what's not, to memorize and put down in your test and write in your essay.
You know when, like, your teacher puts a bunch of random stuff on the study guide and then none of it's on the test, and the test is on just random stuff that they never taught you? Like, I know that's, like, a lot of, like, that seems like something that you would put on, like, TikTok or something, but, like, it's true.
Like, it happens sometimes, and when that happens, it annoys me, because, like, I studied for all this stuff that I probably didn't memorize it anyways, but I still studied for it. I still had some of it in my head, and then boom, none of it's there. Poof, it's just not there.
I have a teacher who did that, and it was so annoying, because I would study for all the things, because I was like, oh my god, what if this is on the test? And then by the last test, I was like, I don't really think I need to study, because it's not going to be on any of this. And so, like, it's just hard sometimes, like, when you're, like, I get that, like, sometimes the teachers don't exactly make the test, so they give you what you learned in the study guide, and then they take the test from, like, a website, but the teacher that would put random stuff on the study guide that wasn't on the test would make the test himself. And, like,
I once had a teacher who, for every history test, she would give us two essay options, so we'd have to study for both essays, even though we're only doing one. And it was, like, 25% of our grade for that test. It was, like, 25 points or whatever. And, honestly, it was, like, really annoying if you studied for the wrong essay. Because you had to, like, take time to study for both of them. Because you didn't know what was going to be on the test. And then eventually she took up, like, away the whole, here's your essay. She just had you can make your own essay options, but I'm going to give you what it's about eventually. So you have no idea what you're studying for. You have to go through the whole book just trying to find what it was about, which was really hard to do and honestly stressful to, like, look at. Because, I mean, when you're reading that much at once, probably, like, she probably gave us, like, 3 days to study for it. Maybe not even. When you're looking at that much, it is not helpful to, like, just have a couple options. And it hurts my brain and my head.
Honestly, I feel you. I just can't deal with tests. I just can't with tests. Like, there's so many things that annoy me. Like, fake friends really annoys me.
Oh my God.
Like, in school, like, that's so hard. My God. Like, I hate, like, thinking that someone likes me, and then they give hints that they don't like me, and I'm like, whoa, this person doesn't like me. And then they act like they like me again.
Like, so your friends are like, hey, I heard about you. And it's just annoying.
Like, and you're like, what? Like, what the heck? Like, what did I do?
I thought that person liked me. And then all of a sudden, you just find out this one thing that just, like, it's really heartbreaking. You're like, you've known this person for a while, and you just find out they actually don't like you. And you just, like,
I feel you. It's, like, when someone, like, gossiping in general is just bad. Like, I just, like, I hate gossiping. It's just, like, not, like, okay. Like, you can't just, like, go around being, like, oh, my God, XYZ is, like, really annoying. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't care what you think of someone else. Yeah, but you don't need to share them with everybody because not everybody will agree with them. And what if you, like, say, like, oh, XYZ is really annoying? What if you say it to their best friend?
And then you go off, you talk about them behind, like, their back, and they end up hearing about it. It's, like, one of the worst feelings to be a person on, like, the other end when you hear about the stuff about you. It honestly sucks.
Yeah, I've had so many instances like that where, like, one of my friends has come up to me and they're like, oh, yeah, XYZ talks about you a lot. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, in what way? And they're like, oh, they say this and this and this and this and this. I'm like, wow, this person is literally just obsessed with me. Like, in a way, it's kind of funny.
But, like, people I'm friends with, but not, like, besties with. And then all of a sudden, like, this one person just brings up one of my other friends. And, like, I really don't like this person. And I'm like, wow, that's just rude. Especially, this person was like, I'm friends with this person, but not really. I kind of hate them.
But, like, yeah, like, literally, like, if you're sitting in a group of people and they start talking about one of your friends, that's so awkward.
Just so you can tell your friends.
Yeah, I always listen because, like, I want to tell my friend if someone's talking about them, especially if it's someone that they don't like. Like,
I don't even know, like, I just, like, when people talk about other people, it just makes me uncomfortable
because, like, that's, like, not fair. Like, you can have your opinions, but, like, you definitely don't need to share those with everybody. And, like, there are just, like, so many, like, things, like, especially, like, jealousy can lead to those things. Like, definitely jealousy, trying to be better than somebody or trying to fit in. Like, talking about someone like that. Like, that, I feel like that's one of the main reasons people talk about other people behind their backs. Because they're like, oh, the popular people do this.
They're popular. They're trying to fit in. And those people definitely have experienced jealousy in their life. Where they like, want something somebody else has that they don't have. But they do it in a bad way. They try to earn it in a bad way. They try to get it in a bad way. When they could just be trying to be positive about things and then getting stuff, like, in a good way that isn't hurting people and not being harmful.
It's so true. It's, like, why, like, talk about someone behind their back to try and, like, bring them down so you can be better when you can just be a nice person? And, like, honestly, if you're like, oh, the popular people talk about people behind their backs, yeah, but most, like, all of my friends have told me that, like, they don't even, like, all the popular people are mean. Like, at least at my school. Like, most of the popular people are, like, really mean at my school. So, like, I don't want to try and fit in like that. Like, that's not what I want to do.
You want to be your best self, your own person, best you can be.
Like, exactly. Like, I don't want to be talking about someone behind their back just so other people like me. Like, that's not going to make other people like me.
Genuine, like all the good qualities people have. You don't want to be like mean and rude to others.
Yeah, like I want to be myself. I want to be a nice person. I don't want to be a rude person that talks about people or calls people names or anything like that. Because that's just mean. And like I've had instances where people talk about me behind my back. And it's honestly just like frustrating. And it's kind of funny because I'm like, why are you so obsessed with me? Like, I it's kind of creepy when people talk about you behind your back, because that just means they're thinking about you a lot. And that's also kind of creepy. Like, I don't want someone always talking about me and always thinking about me and how annoying I am or how rude I am, which neither of those things are true, but that's things that people have said about me just so people won't like me. Like, that's like, or like people saying that, like, I'm like super smart and that makes me weird. Like, what? That's like literally not a thing. Like, I'm sorry that I can add 2 + 2. Like, is that like a problem for you? Like, I don't know. Like, I'm sorry, but like, I'm gonna go full out in school. It's not like I'm gonna dumb myself down. Like, what? Like, what is that? Like, what is wrong with being smart? Like, why is like, every, like, even, like, Disney shows, like, Disney and Nickelodeon are so bad about, like, smart people. They're like, oh, this person wears glasses and reads. They're weird. No one likes them. Like, what? Yeah, it's very stereotypical. Like, really stereotypical. It's honestly kind of gross. Like, I don't want to be stereotyped because I like math. Also, like, being behind in school. Like, being behind in school is bad. Like, it's so stressful. It's so stressful. Like, all the time, I'm like, oh my god, I have to do this and this and this and this. And, like, I made, like, a slideshow. Not, like, a slideshow, but, like, it has homework for the week. And it has, like, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And, like, I write down all my homework. That's what this has come to. Just so I don't forget anything.
She's been on, like, a lot of trips and stuff. And she, like, since she did that, she got behind in school. And I talked to her about it. And she was, like, really stressed about finishing her homework and reading and getting tests done and everything she had to do. And honestly, it was, like, one of the most stressful things for her. And she was, like, working on so much homework every night, staying up late, trying to finish stuff so she could hand them in and get good grades. Because she's, like, really school-focused and she's, like, so smart.
I, like, have a problem with, like, missing school for Jewish holidays. Like, I don't know if that's anybody else, but, like, my school doesn't cancel, like, my town doesn't cancel school for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, so I, like, skip 4 days of school between those two, like, with those two holidays, like, yeah. 2 for each, but I don't get, like, extra time with my homework, because my teachers don't care. They're like, oh, you missed school, you have to catch up on this, and I'm like, I was at synagogue all day, or, like, I was, like, doing stuff all day, like, I had stuff to do. It's not like I was just sitting around my house doing nothing. Like, this year, because of COVID, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur services were on Zoom, and I, like, didn't really sit in on them, so, like, I guess I was able, like, I was able to, like, do work. Like, I get that. Like, if someone's sitting around their house and just misses a day of school just to miss a day of school, like, that's stupid. But, like, if it's, like, a holiday or if it's a mental health days, like, you're not gonna do your homework on a mental health day. Like, I'm sorry, but, like, yeah, that's a day where I'm chilling. I'm not doing anything.
Relaxing your mind, calming down, trying to get away from all the stress you've dealt with and gone through. And everything that's happened in, like, the past couple of days have, like, brought you to the state of, like, needing a mental health day.
Yeah, like, I didn't really take that many mental health days this year because I was honestly scared that I was gonna, like, start failing a class because I, like, had too much homework. And that, like, that's scary. Like, I just don't get why the stress has, like, why teachers and schools, not even teachers, I feel bad for my teachers, but, like, how schools have this thing where, like, school, like, just makes everybody so scared. Like, they're scared to miss school for, like, a non-sick reason because they don't want to be behind in school. They're honestly, like, just scared to, like, miss school now. Like, even I'm scared to miss school now. Like, if I'm sick, I don't usually, like, stay home from school. I usually go to school anyways, and that's, like, not good. Like, what if you're actually really sick and you just don't want to miss school because you don't want the extra homework? Like, school is genuinely starting to scare me in some way.
And, like, also, in when we ended up going to high school, since this year we're going into eighth grade, this year is basically preparing us for high school. And, it's just going to be, more stressful having to be in high school, having even harder classes and teachers who are going to care even less. It's all it's going to be so much harder. And, it's going to be, so much to deal with. And it's going to be, more stressful to be in high school and stuff with harder people, harder teachers. Less of your friends, probably.
Also, having that thing where, you're, with less friends, which I guess you get to meet more people. But
at the age, meeting new people, it's not easy. Becoming their friends, still not easy.
Especially, what if you start, having a crush on somebody? Crushes are so stressful. When you start liking somebody, that's really stressful, especially at school. Or if, you know the person, if you've known the person that you have a crush on for a while, or if you don't know them at all. That's scary. Because, if you don't know them at all, then, they don't, that's kind of, they obviously don't know you. But, if you've known them for a long time and you guys are, friends, that's also scary because, you don't want to ruin your friendship.
If you don't want to ruin your friendship that's been good for, a while, you want to be their friend, but you don't, but you also,
You want to be their friend, but, you, also, like them. I'm saying a lot, there's so many stressful things about, being a teenager, and honestly, I don't...
Sports and extracurriculars are definitely one of those things.
Oh my god, yes.
My life, so much harder than having to deal with everything, with what they want, with school. Honestly, all those things combined, it's, stressful, and having... And having to affect everything from, your shots to your handstands to your dismounts to your riding to your pointing your feet to your turns to your everything, actually.
As a dancer, it's really, I dance 4 to 5 days a week, and, I think I dance 12 hours a week. That's... Honestly, I know that a lot of people do dance for more than that, but it's still a lot.
On top of that, every night, having to go to dance practice, having to just, do everything. I understand that. It's, a lot. I have gymnastics, 9 hours a week, which people definitely do more, but it's still hard to have homework on top of that those nights.
Definitely. Having to balance sports and extracurriculars like that with school is just so hard. Honestly, I don't know how people do it. I have friends that, get all their homework done before dance or, after dance. But, there are some days I get home from dance at, 8:45, 9 o'clock. I can't finish my homework at that point. I need to get ready for bed. I need to eat. There's a day that I'm at dance from 5:30 to 8:30. When am I supposed to eat? I'm not going to eat at 4. At 4:15 or 4:30, and I'm not gonna eat at 10:30 when I'm done with my homework, and I need to go to bed. Let's talk about that. I need sleep.
We should not try to build our stuff around sports and whatever, sports and extracurriculars. But they should try to be a little more considerate of those. Try to understand that we're kids and we want to have a life, we want to have fun, but we do care about school. Just try to give a little less sometimes. Try to understand and be more considerate.
Definitely. I just don't see the point of being so hard about homework and stuff. I get a 60 if I pass my homework in a day late, without a valid excuse, which just means if you're sick or missed it for a family emergency, which it's just annoying. I'm sorry that I passed my homework in late. Is, mental health not a valid reason to, pass your homework in late? Because, sometimes I just don't have the mental capacity to do homework.
Don't necessarily care about, what you're going through. I know, depending on where you are and what school you go to, it's definitely different. But some teachers just want, like, their work to be done. They think that they're the most important teacher in the whole school. They want their classes to be put first. They're like, a lot of them have, like, a lot of teachers in my school end up being like, well, don't you care about my class? You do this teacher's class. And you do this teacher's class, you respect them. And why don't you do this to my class? Like, they don't think that we, like, they think that we're perfect in every other class besides theirs, which is definitely not true. We try to do our best in every class. Like, teachers just don't always care about, like, what you have to say and what you're doing. They just expect what they expect. They don't lower their standards. They have the same standards. Maybe they lower it sometimes depending if your teacher's nice, but usually they don't. They keep their one standard, and they don't. Like, they don't listen to what you're saying.
It's so true. And, like, just, like, having a teacher that, like, doesn't care about, like, why you miss school. They just care that you miss school. Like, the fact that you miss school. It's just, like, I hate having teachers like that. Because, like, there are sometimes, like, what if I'm really sick the night before but come to school the next morning anyways because I didn't have a fever and I didn't throw up. I was just feeling really sick or, like, had a headache or something. Like, I'm still going to come to school the next day if I had a headache the night before. So, like, what if I was actually feeling really sick but they don't care? Like, that's what annoys me the most. There are just so many stressful things that, like, I feel like we just can't talk about in this episode, but we should definitely talk about in the next episode. Yeah, we're definitely going to, like, yeah, we're going to get to those points. We're going to touch those bases, definitely. But, like, I think that we should definitely wrap up this episode.
Anyways, that was
A Bit of Reality.
And we are your hosts, Zoe
and Elia. Join us next time for
A Bit of Reality.